You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi everyone and welcome to another episode of the Study Clicks podcast. You're listening to Ness and Emer, two sisters who work for Study Clicks and two sisters who host the Study Clicks podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Important takeaway is that we're sisters. Nessa, how are you? We're recording, for anyone who is interested in the mechanics of our podcast, we record separately. So Nessa is currently in Dublin, I'm in Cork. And I haven't seen Nessa in a while. So Nessa, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Ashley. Yeah, we haven't seen each other in a while. But we'll be seeing each other soon. Yes. And it'll be fun. I'm good, thank you. I got COVID last week. I managed to avoid it for the entire pandemic, only to be struck down. I'm over it now. But yeah, still in my little isolation. It's not fun.
Did you make sure to listen to the Study Clicks podcast to cheer you up?
Did I listen to myself on the Study Clicks podcast to cheer myself up?
Yeah. Did you?
No, I didn't. I watched
Nessa. Oh my god! And we have episodes on motivation, and we have episodes on how to have a positive attitude. If you can't listen to those when you're in isolation because of COVID, when can you?
When can I listen to myself? If there's one person I need to hear from, it's me.
In a way, it's true. Anyway, this was a very long intro, but today's podcast, for anyone who didn't read the title already, is talking about the brand new study aids / planners that we have added to Study Clicks recently, and we're very excited about them. They're really, really cool pieces of content, and we just wanted to talk through how to use them to your advantage, how best to sort of utilize the different aspects of the planners that are there available to you. Obviously, this is a podcast, so you can't actually see the planners that we're going to be talking about. So we highly recommend that you check them out on the Study Clicks website. If you go onto the blog page, they should be there somewhere near the top if you're listening to this podcast pretty soon after it was released. Otherwise, just go into the search bar and search planners, study planners, aids. You'll find it there.
It'll be helpful, yeah. If I know you might be traveling or walking or something, but if you're like sitting down at your laptop anyway as you're listening to it, it might be handy to like have it open and to be looking at the visuals while we're talking about them.
Yeah, and like if you can't see them as we're talking about them, it's fine, we'll do some pretty good descriptions.
We will, yeah.
And it's not crucial to be looking at them. The point is to use them and to know about them and hear how to get the best out of them.
I was gonna say that you, Emer and I, we recorded a podcast on making a study plan nearly 2 years ago at this stage, because up on Study Clicks we have a free study plan template, and we were just talking about that and how to fill it out, and it's one of our most popular podcasts. Like, even 2 years after we put it out, it's kind of like, in
you guys love plans,
everyone just
I wonder why. It's because we mention it every single podcast.
So yeah, that one podcast is like consistently really high up in our rankings. So we figured these new planners, which are really, really cool, it'll be helpful to have some kind of a podcast to go along with those as well. So that's why we're recording this today.
Exactly. So, and that planner that Ness was talking about, the one that we've always had in the past and the one that's really popular with students, is it was always a weekly planner, and it still is a weekly planner. We've updated it so it has a slightly new look now. It's a bit crisper, it's a bit cleaner. So that weekly planner is still available, but it's now in a new format. So we're happy with that too. So that's one of the things that is now new. There's a new weekly planner, but it works the same way. And then we'll get started now with talking about the notes planner, which is one of the new printable planners that we have available to you.
Right, so basically the notes planner is like, do you know, people always talk about writing their own notes. You're kind of like, oh well, how do I break that down, what do I do? Some people are like naturally very good at it and they don't know what to do, so we decided we would actually draw up a template for a notes planner and how exactly you should break down your notes.
Yep. And this planner is based on a sort of tried and tested method. It's called the Cornell method of taking notes. So we didn't just pull this out of nowhere. It's a format that is well known and known to work well for people because it structures your information in a useful and organized way that makes sure that you are going to take in the information as best as you can. So the way we've laid it out, and it's the general sort of Cornell way of laying it out as well. So you have your title at the top. You have your keywords to the left, you have your details to the right of that, and then at the bottom there's a summary. And most of the page is taken up by the details, so that's where you can put in your bullet points. always try to keep your notes condensed so you're not writing out big long sentences, just key phrases, key notes, keywords, things you absolutely have to know. And then at the bottom, you've got the summary, which is where you summarize what you've put into the keywords and the details, the key takeaways, so that if you are coming back and studying this the day before the exams, you're just looking at that key information that's out in the summary.
Yeah, so say you're doing science or biology for at Leaving Cert level, just take one topic. So, for example, the breathing system. So you put that in the title at the very top, and then you think of all the keywords. So you can use study clicks to go through the exam papers or the questions by topic and just jot down the main keywords that come up again and again on the exam questions or in your textbook. Then you'll come over to details and you use that to maybe write out key definitions. Again, maybe use the questions by topic to see what are the most common questions, and you can put the details of that under there. And then at the very bottom, you can come down to summary and you can just write maybe two or three little lines that you can highlight that sum up the main points about the breathing system that you think are most relevant to the exam that come up again and again.
Yeah, and think of it like you're trying to make your own little diary, basically your own Revise Wise, Less Stress, More Success, that kind of thing. You're making your own little Bible of notes for that topic. So make it totally personal to you. Don't just copy and paste words that you've gotten from another note set, maybe from your teacher or that you've seen online. Make sure that it's personal to you, because you will learn best if you write it in a way that is relevant to you.
Yeah, that's such a key tip. One of my favorite study tips is that you don't really need to memorize stuff if you truly understand it. So if you are writing something down, just try your best to put it in your own words, because you will remember your own words. So I think that's really good advice to go on. I think that's everything on the notes planner or the notes taking method.
Yep. That's pretty much it. So yeah, so we'll move on to the next printable study aid that we have, and that's the essay planner. Now again, these are all printables, so you can print them out and use them as often as you want. If you want to be environmentally conscious, obviously you can try and use this in a digital manner by if you have a PDF editor or something like that, or if you have a tablet that you can write on top of. But the idea, let's say for this one now, the essay planner, is that you would print it out before you start writing your essay. This could be in Leaving Cert History, Leaving Cert English, Irish. Not a lot of the junior cycle courses have really essays anymore, but it definitely could still come in handy for subjects like maybe history or French or Irish or some of the other language subjects. And it just helps you structure your essay, essentially. A lot of people can get stuck on essays and don't know where to start. And I think having a planner like this that you can just print out before you start anything is so helpful, because then you're just... you have a starting point, and once you have the information put into the planner, it's so much easier to get started on the essay itself, because you have that foundation done.
It's really just good for helping you learn how to structure essays. I know when I first started in secondary school and I didn't know how to write essays, it would just be like maybe one line for introduction and then a massive mess in the middle where I like start somewhere and then I say something else and then I come back to the beginning again and I make a completely unrelated point. And it's before like you learn like PQE and all this kind of a thing. So having the StudyClicks essay planner, you know how to divide it just reminds you to keep on track, to stick with the point. You have your introduction, introduce what you're going to talk about, next thing you're going to have paragraph, you talk about one thing, conclude that paragraph, move on to the next topic, conclude that, move on to the next one again, and then you have your conclusion. I think it's like really helpful just to practice essays. Say for example, if you're doing like poetry, the way you're kind of meant to structure it poem by poem, so say it's like Elizabeth Bishop, you know, paragraph, you have your introduction, you're going to introduce what poems you're going to talk about, then the first paragraph is like the fish, and then like number two, let you move on to, I want to say, Nova Scotia. It's crazy how quickly all these poems leave your head once you stop studying them.
I thought the fish was Plath.
The fish is Elizabeth Bishop. Emer, we both have access to the internet right now. I'm literally just going to Google this. The Fish by Elizabeth Bishop, poets.org. Okay. There you go.
I really like Bishop and I also really like Plath. I would just like
I like the both of them, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, good thing I'm not sitting my leavings.
Do you imagine if you said it now again, okay, like how badly you do?
The point is that female poets are cool, and also writing about them in essays can be difficult, but with the help of the StudyClicks essay planner, that is now easier, because as you were saying, Nessa, you just have the structure there for you and you can put in your paragraph 1, 2, 3, and then we have space for conclusion. We also have a nice little convenient tip box down in the right hand corner that gives you some cool tips. If you want more tips on how to write a good essay, check out our other podcast that we recorded a few months ago, Nessa?
It was a few months ago.
A few months ago. And that's also one of our really popular podcasts. There's a lot of people listening to that. Yeah, it's just full of tips on how to write a good essay, but we've condensed that into very three small tips on this particular essay planner that we have. So it's a really helpful thing to have with you before you start any essay, because like when you get started on your essay then, and let's say you're on paragraph two, that used to happen to me all the time, that I'd have a great start and I feel like I didn't bother with the plan because I just said, you know what, I know what I'm doing, it's fine, I have a rough idea in my head, and then I'd get all my creative juices would be flowing for paragraph one, and then I'd get to paragraph two and I'm like, what did I say I was going to talk about again?
Yeah, you know, and like, it just so happened easy to get sidetracked
often, and I just never learn. Yeah. But if I had something like this, then I would have been able to go check back. Okay, what did I say I was going to say for paragraph two? Oh yeah, I said I was going to comment on how the alliteration was really impactful or whatever, you know. So just, yeah, you'll thank yourself when you get halfway through your essay that you have this plan beside you, and that you just, it just, oh God, it makes the process so much easier when you have the plan there and you can just refer to it, and then you're like, okay, yeah, great, now I know what to do next. That feeling of just being halfway through an essay and not having a clue where to go with it next was just awful. I really don't miss that feeling.
It's so easy in English because it's one of those exams where you're so caught for time that you're like, I just don't have time to make a plan. It's just, you absolutely do, because you will inevitably lose time later if you get caught not being able to finish a thought, and then you're thinking for ages how to finish it. Like if you had the plan, you just end up saving yourself in the long term. So it's always worth making that plan. I think it might be worth mentioning as well, if you need any tips for essays, that on StudyClicks we have essay breakdown videos.
Oh yes, we do.
So these are really, really good things that we launched last year, where we basically got sample essays that have been uploaded to StudyClicks, and we got expert teachers in English, Irish and history, and they literally just go through the exam or the sample essays point by point. They say where marks were gained, where marks were lost. They look at the question, they tell you everything that you would need to do to get full marks in this essay. Like, I know how tempting it is, and I know I did this as a student myself, is just to try and memorize a bunch of sentences that would sound good and try and memorize essays for like French and Irish and stuff. But like, it's just, it can be so time wasting as well. Like, you are so much better off in the long run spending that time you are going to spend memorizing an essay instead trying to study how you can write a good essay all by yourself.
Yeah. So then that's our essay planner, and moving on to our final study aid that we are launching at the moment. And it's our daily planner. So we said earlier that we have already had the weekly planner, but we thought along those lines, the weekly planner is really popular, but there's only so much information that you can put into each of the slots for every day, because they're just small little boxes for every day, basically, because we have to fit the whole week onto the page. So we said, how about for those who want to really structure their day and put in lots more detail about one day, why don't we make a daily planner? So that's what we did.
This is my favorite one out of all the study aids that we launched. I just think it speaks to me, you know. I love doing it day by day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I might struggle to plan out a whole week in advance, whereas what we always say, like, never sit down to study without making a plan. This is literally just like one page, and you have like, okay, this one page is for this whole day, and you can get really detailed. And so like, if something changes from one day to the next, you have this daily planner.
Yeah, well, it's worth saying that the page actually contains two daily planners. So there's, because it's landscape instead of portrait, it means that we've been able to fit two. So hopefully that saves a bit of paper if you're printing these out. And so there's two. You can use the one on the left-hand side for one day and the one on the right-hand side for the next day. There's a lot going on. We've tried to fit in a lot onto the one piece of paper, different ways of helping you structure and organize your day and make sure that you are on track. It's really good for people who are that little bit disorganized and don't really know how to start when it comes to structuring their day, or don't know really what they should be trying to achieve. So we've put in these different titles and sections that you can then follow throughout the day. So if you're a bit lost and you're looking for structure and you want to know how you should go about your study day, we've sort of given you a bit of a push there, because we have the sections like a little schedule where you can put in times and activities, and then you can check those off. You know how we love a checklist here at StudyClicks. So that's really exciting. We've got a section for main goals where you can put in what you want to achieve that day. We've got a section for subjects covered today. We've got a section for what I'll cover tomorrow, a section for doodles, notes, reminders, and we've also got little sections for to remind you to drink water, to give you space to rate your study for the day and also to rate your mood. So it's not only just like helping you plan for the day, it can, you should keep all of these and review them over time and see how you've been successful in them in the past, because you can use a couple of those tools to track how you've been doing.
Okay, so yeah, let's just say, let's go through a typical day. So daily planner, you put in the date, say it's Monday the 14th of February, and you have your times there. So you can just like have come home from school 4:30 and your goal is just like to eat something. Then you can put down one piece of homework, say for homework you have to do like question A from an English exam paper. Put down the time that you did that, and then you can mark that off as complete. If you have all like your homework diary there, you can transfer the information from your homework diary onto the sheet of paper so that you have, like, once you write it down, you can estimate how much time you want everything to take. So you could say, right, start English at 5:00. That should take me like 30 minutes. So I'll start Irish at 5:30, or, you know, maybe 5:35. Give yourself a 5-minute break in between. And then you can be ticking them off as you go along. Then if you have time after your homework, do a bit of study. So you can put in revise passé composé in the French for a particular verb. And maybe you want to look at one tropic tour for Irish, put that down maybe for like 10 minutes after that, kind of a thing. So it's just like there is a lot of space for little different tasks. So you can have each one of your homework items and maybe 3 separate, 2 depending on how much time you have after your homework, for any study that you want to do in the evening.
Yeah, and stick whatever, like I would be all for sticking also just mundane normal tasks in there, maybe not even study related ones. Things like if you want to plan your I don't know, outfit for the weekend, or if you want to
walk the dog,
put in your, yeah, walk the dog or football training or whatever you might have. Because as we were saying, there's a little checkbox and the satisfaction you will get from ticking that checkbox. And if you put in items that and tasks that you know you have to do anyway, it allows you to tick off those boxes. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll be more motivated to keep going. So I am definitely all for sticking in as many like tasks as you can in there, even if they're not all study related, so long as you have the space to do so. Because there are plenty of lines in there, so you should be able to fit enough in.
Yeah. So, and then we have the space for the main goals. So you can say, okay, maybe my main goal is do all of my homework and also cover this in French and cover this in Irish. And then we have like kind of a nice square space that's blank for doodles or notes or reminders. So, I mean, exactly what you want to do. I found myself constantly doodling when I was in the classroom, and there's nothing to say that you can't doodle on your daily planner as well. It doesn't even need to be like study related. One thing that I like using blank space in my diaries for is like writing down stuff that distracts me when I'm doing my tasks. So it could be something to like, if you just get this random thought in your head that like, oh, I really want to watch this random YouTube video from 2016, just like put that in there, and like don't let yourself be distracted from whatever you're studying at the moment. Be like, oh, watch this video on my study break or later in the evening. Silly stuff like that, like that blank space is for whatever pops into your head or whatever you feel is worth noting down.
Yeah, what I would be using it for if I were using this is to doodle. And so what it is, it's like a blank space, but there are small tiny dots that line it. So if you do want to write something, yeah, so if you do want to write something, you have like the line structure there, but it's like dots on a grid. And if you're like me and you're not that creative, so you can't just like think of something to doodle out of nothing. I wish I could do that, but I can't. Like if I just go to doodle something, I'll just end up doing like loads of swirls. But I sort of like these geometrical shapes, because there are those small little dots on a grid. What I would be doing is just like connecting all of the dots and then like filling in the little triangles made, or the little squares that you can draw because of this grid layout. So, I mean, I feel like that's even just if you want to take a break from the thing you've just studied and you don't want to start on the next one yet, and you just want to sort of switch off your brain for a little bit. Just do that. Use the space to doodle something small, or just, you know, put a pen to paper and just sort of do something a little meditative. You can use it literally, as I said, use it however you want, but it's just a little empty space for you to write stuff in, whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Exactly. Then if you're if you come over to the right of that, we have like a little rating section, kind of like a tracker. So we have a little section for water, something that I very much need. I have an app on my phone as well reminding me to drink water. So you can just kind of like track if you're drinking enough water every day, and you can like color it in. And we also have a section for study. So there's 5 stars and you can just rate your study. It might be good to do that like, okay, today wasn't a great day. I'm only going to give it 1 or 2, or one day where you were absolutely flying it and you got loads done and you can give it 5. And I think that's kind of maybe good if you see that you had one day was really good, it might motivate you to do well another day. Or if one day was bad and you're like, all right, gotta pull up my boots. Is that the expression? I have no idea.
Pull up your socks.
That's it, and try for tomorrow instead.
Yeah, and you can use it like if you can see one day that you filled 5 stars in, then, or maybe you find yourself filling it in with 5 stars and you still have space in your Doodles reminders, stick in something like a little reminder to your future self about why it was a 5-star study day. And then when you come back and look at the days that you got 5 stars and you're going, why was that a 5-star day? You can check your notes and maybe you've written like, oh, you know, I made sure to call my friend. Or maybe you look at your planner or the schedule and see that you had incorporated a 30-minute break between something, and that's actually what made you more productive. So this is what I mean when I said earlier that it's good to keep them and look back over them to see what the patterns you had and whether that can then inform your future study patterns and plans.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a section there for mood, which is pretty self-explanatory. I don't think I need to go into detail there. So yeah, so you're after assessing the day, how it went, how your mood went. Just write down what subjects you covered today. So there's a heading for that, and you can write down whatever subjects you covered in your homework or you covered in your study. And then there's another heading for what I will cover tomorrow. So it's just like when you're in after completing all this and you feel really good, you'll be motivated to think about what you want to do tomorrow. So I think that's good that you have that plan in advance, so that when you sit down, just jot down the few bits and pieces that you want to do tomorrow. When you sit down with your daily planner, your blank daily planner for the next day, you can look back on that section and think, okay, this is what I planned for myself to do today. I'm going to build my new daily plan or my tasks based on what I wanted to cover yesterday.
Exactly. And it's so helpful to have that one thing sort of ready to go for when you sit down and fill in the planner for tomorrow. Basically, the what I will cover tomorrow section is informed by the everything you did that day. So mainly the subjects covered today, let's say you covered biology, French and art. And you know then that maybe you don't need to cover those the next day. So that's already sort of one thing that's informing you and helping you plan the next day pretty quickly and seamlessly. But then everything else that's also in your planner, so your the schedule, everything that you put into your schedule, you can see what you've done. Maybe you didn't tick some things off. Review that. That'll be moved into the planner for the next day. So when you sit down to do your planner for the next day, you'll have filled in what I will cover tomorrow, which is based on what you covered today and also the things that you didn't get done in your schedule maybe. So you're not just there looking at a blank slate going, oh, God, what'll I do tomorrow? You know, like if you just sit down to an empty piece of paper with lines on it saying time and task, you might not know what to do. Whereas if you're looking at the sheet that you've done the day before that says, well, I covered this yesterday and I didn't get this done yesterday, and I know from yesterday that I said I want to cover this today, so you're already just straight into the next day with an idea of what you want to get done, and it just removes any friction when trying to start your new day and plan your new day. So like everything we try to do and give advice on, it's just making that whole process a little bit easier.
Yeah, exactly. I think that covers it. I'm just so excited about these little study aids. I think they are so nice.
Yeah, and they look amazing. They're just so cute in our little blue colour, and with clicks being all cute and as motivational messages. Yeah, we really hope that you all enjoy using them and get a lot of benefit from them. I think even if you're not the kind of person who tends to use this stuff in the past, give them a go, see if they work for you. I think it'll work for everyone. Like people who already love this kind of stuff are going to thrive on it, and people who maybe haven't used it before, it might be a sign that you do need to use that these kind of things and that you would benefit a lot from them. So I think everyone should give them a go and tell your friends about them if they work for you. Please, yeah, we just want everyone to be finding study and school a bit easier, and I think these will really help. Truly believe in these new study aids that we have.
Yeah, they're so good. Did we mention that they're completely free? I feel like that's something we should have said at the very beginning.
We should, yeah. They're totally free. You can find them Again, you can find them in the blog that we mentioned. You can also find them on the videos and notes page. Also, we'll be sending them out to every student. So basically, if you have an account and you've signed up to, or you've opted in to receive messaging from us, then we will send them out to you directly. So you'll be able to find them. They'll be in various places around our website. You'll see them. But yeah, so they'll be on the way to you. And just keep an eye out and just good luck, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose like it might be worth mentioning as well that if anyone listens to sees them and they love them, or maybe they have like suggestions and other things they think might be good, definitely let us know.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like we basically prioritized these three new ones, but we have some other ideas. And if we got some suggestions from users as well, there's definitely a chance that we could go and just create those as well. So if you have ideas and you want anything, it doesn't even have to be like a planner or like one of these printable things. Any idea you have, if it's for a new feature, if it's for an extra piece of content, if it's for podcast themes, if it's for anything, literally anything. We love hearing from our users, and we are always trying to improve the site for you. At the end of the day, our main goal is always to just make exams easier. So just never hesitate to get in touch. And yeah, with the podcast in general, if you want to leave us a review, we would be ever so grateful. We love hearing nice things about our podcast. So do get in touch if you have anything nice to say. If you have any ideas or suggestions for the podcast, let us know. And if you want to tell your friends about us, do that too, please. Anyone who you think would benefit from listening to our tips, send them our way.
Emer, didn't we say that we were going to start doing a review of the week on our podcast?
We did. Is today the first day of that?
I think today might be the first day of that. So Emer and I said that we need some kind of incentive to get people to actually log on to review, because we do actually get really lovely messages on social media and on customer service about people saying that they really enjoy the podcast, and it always makes me and Emer's day. And there was one, an unorthodox place to leave a review. It's not technically a review, but it's a comment that I love so much. It was left on our YouTube, because all of our podcasts are uploaded to YouTube as well. And so this is from Samuel. He says, "Lol, you guys are funny. I felt like the little brother getting advice from my older sisters." Honestly, I love it so much.
I'm crying. Thank you so much, Samuel. Like, so, I mean, obviously me and Nessa being sisters, we talk outside of the Study Clicks podcast. And so we would have discussed...
It'd be so funny if this was the only time we talked.
We already discussed this review, and we both just sent a lot of crying emojis back and forth to each other. But... it really does make our day better to hear that people are enjoying the podcast and that people like what we have to say. So we are going to continue doing this. Basically, at the end of every podcast, we will read out a nice review that someone has written about us. So if you want to be featured on the podcast and have your review read out, then get typing, and who knows, you might be featured in the next podcast.
If it's mean, you're not going to get anything read out. Yes. I'm going to report you to the guards. they look into that. They take that seriously.
Yeah. But constructive criticism, of course, we will take on.
Of course.
Don't hesitate to let us know, but maybe just don't.
But keep in mind, I'm extremely sensitive. I think that's everything. I just, my quick spiel, please follow Study Clicks on social media. I'm the person behind them if you ever message on any of them. So on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, please go follow us. I'd really appreciate it.
Sounds good. So that's everything from us for this week. We'll be back soon with some interesting podcasts, some new themes, and some more hopefully nice reviews. Make sure to tune in. We'll be back very soon.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.